The Ukraine condemns the Russian Federation's decision to recognize the independence of the quasi-entities it had created in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, the so-called Luhansk People's Republic, and Donetsk People's Republic, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine informs. With this action, the Russian side has blatantly defied the fundamental norms and principles of international law, the UN Charter, violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders. The Russian Federation's decision to recognize the so-called Luhansk People's Republic and Donetsk People's Republic will have no legal implications. This decision sharply escalates the situation and can mean the Russian Federation's unilateral withdrawal from the Minsk agreements, reads the statement. It is noted that the Ukrainian side understands Russia's intentions and its objective to provoke Ukraine. We are taking into account all the risks and not giving in to the provocations as we remain committed to politico-diplomatic settlement of the Russian-Ukrainian armed conflict. At the instruction by President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian diplomatic service is currently making use of the entire arsenal of instruments of diplomacy to avert the expansion of the armed conflict. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba is staying in continuous communication with his colleagues to coordinate the diplomatic efforts and take action to conduct meeting of international agencies and summits, as well as attract defense assistance and ensure application of harsh sanctions against the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation's next decisions and moves depend greatly on global reactions to today's developments. We, therefore, insist on application against Russia of harsh sanctions to send a clear signal of inadmissibility of further escalation. The time has come to act in order to stop Russian aggression and restore peace and stability in Europe, the document sums up. Vladimir Putin's decrees recognizing the DPR and LPR terrorist groups have already been published in Russia. In his decrees, Putin, among other things, instructs the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Russia to negotiate the establishment of diplomatic relations with DPR and LPR. Moreover, Putin instructs to send Russian troops to the occupied Donbass before the decision of the Federation Council on its recognition. The Russian army is allegedly being sent to certain areas of Donetsk and Luhansk regions to keep the peace. International response. EU leaders already said they will react with unity, firmness, and with determination in solidarity with Ukraine. In particular, Poland called Putin's decision an act of aggression against Ukraine. In turn, EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Josep Borrell, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, and President of the European Council Charles Michel called Russia's recognition of the independence of DPR and LPR a violation of international law and Ukraine's territorial integrity. British Foreign Secretary Elizabeth Truss said Putin's decision to recognize the independence of DPR and LPR showed a flagrant disregard for Russia's commitments under the Minsk agreements. U.S. President Joe Biden said Russia's recognition of DPR and LPR posed a threat to the national security of the United States and imposed sanctions on them. Natalia Tolib.